everybody, welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Swim and Vibecast. I am Mark Seguin, and today we are joined by Ariana Zellin of Storm and Shakopee and other parts before that even. So welcome. I'm glad to have you. We really appreciate it. For those that don't know you that well, give a little background on your swimming and like where you started and when you started getting serious and run us through that.
Yeah, so I have moved around a lot for my dad's job. So I was born in Shakopee, and I lived in Duluth and in California, and now I'm back in Shakopee. But ever since I was little, I remember swimming. I remember always being in the water, whether it was a lake, a pool, anything. I'd always done lessons as a kid, and then at around six, I think I started competitive swimming. With my sister, and ever since that, everywhere we moved, I'd always gotten more involved in swimming, and kind of just, I went from like going three times a week to then five or six times a week, and now it's always been a big part of my life.
Yeah, also, I think for those of you who don't know, you come from a pretty big swimming family, right? Your dad swam, I know, in high school and college. I believe you have an uncle that swam in high school and college. Both went to St. John's, correct?
My dad went to St. John's, and my uncle went to
North Dakota. That's right. And you have a sister that swims out at Wisconsin now, and you have cousins, I believe, that swim. Correct?
Yes. Tyler and Ryan, they swim at Wisconsin. A couple years ago, they're older than me. They're both graduated. My whole family swims. My mom swam, like my aunt swam on my mom's side. Everybody swims in my family, and it's a big part of the Zellin family.
Yeah. So does that make that, how's that impact you? Does it make you feel pressured that you should swim, or is it just so much part of the family vibe that you just naturally gravitate towards it?
It kind of just naturally gravitates towards us. Anybody in my family, really, it's really impacted me a lot. I think it just always being like in a family that loves the sport as much as you do, and it's always in our conversations, and we're all very competitive. It's a very jokingly competitiveness, but it kind of just, we all push each other in the best way possible. We always talk about it, and I think it's really impacted all of us in a very like positive way, because it just knowing that like your family loves like the sport as much as you love it, it really makes me think of like my family, and it's really great.
That's cool.
I loved it.
It's such a good thing to have. What are some of your favorite memories from swimming? If you look back on the past 10 years that you've been a competitive swimmer, what are a couple of memories that stick out that you're like, this was the best?
I think there's a lot. There's definitely a lot, and I couldn't explain like all of them, because there's too many to pick out. But I think one of the biggest things that I've always like loved is the training trip that I went on with Storm a couple years ago. It was the best thing that we could have done. All of us bonded, and it was just a good experience. Another thing that like are just my favorite memories, just like kind of overall, is just when you're at like a meet, and it could be any meet. I know for me, it's been the senior state meets for me. When you always just see like your team on the side of the pool, like cheering for everybody. I know when it's finals and the relays, they get really heated, and everybody's just all together, like cheering and like screaming. Those are probably my favorite memories, because they're the ones that just make me feel really like, wow, this is why I love being on like my teams, and this is why
that's awesome. And you know, it's funny, no matter how many athletes I've talked to across all different levels, when you ask them their favorite parts, no one ever says a specific race or a specific time. They always talk about with their teammates, right? It always is And when we see people getting all hung up on times and time cuts and winning and all that stuff, you got to step back and look at this from the kids that have been there and have gone through it. That's not what they're going to remember. It's not what you're going to remember. It's going to be hanging out with your friends. Where'd you go for your training trip?
We went very nice. Flagstaff, Arizona.
It's nice to get some outdoor swimming on the Minnesota skin.
Yeah, we actually had an indoor pool, but it was like the altitude.
Oh, no good.
Crazy.
Hard to breathe.
It was, yeah.
So that's a snippet to what you'll feel like when you're in your mid to late 30s, by the way, all the time. You got to go to Colorado to get up into the 40s and 50-year-old people, but it's that's what it feels like.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
All right, what are your goals for the summer?
Yeah.
Take the summer off, enjoy, get really tan. Okay.
Probably not. I'm going to try and get tan, but I probably won't take the summer off. I normally don't. I am training for Olympic trials, but that's kind of up in the air with like the qualifications and stuff. But I think just I'm going to try and get back into like a lot of weightlifting and work on like technique stuff. And so then when high school hits, like I can be ready and on my game. But I think just to really have fun this summer especially with swimming are some of my goals is just to live.
Yeah. I did hear they're going to do a local, I think last chance meet at the end of May for trials cup people. So that's going to be pretty awesome. What do you like about swimming with Storm? You talked about your friends and cheering and all the energy and stuff. What else do you like about swimming at Storm? Promote your program.
Storm is one of the best things that are on Storm is just the really like the coaching staff. I'm really grateful for the coaches that I have. Phil Smith he's my favorite coach I've ever had. He is just always there. He pushes me and I have a very good like coach athlete relationship with him. I over the years I've really bonded and he knows how to push me and he knows how to just get me in that really good like swimmer mindset, especially before races. I'll come up to him and I'll be like, I'm nervous for this, and he'll just instantly get me into that, all right, let's go. And it's just, I'm really grateful for it. It's really made me love the sport even more than I thought I could. But that's one of the biggest things, not only with the coaches, I think the people are a big thing that make or break a sport. And I think Storm has a huge group of people that are always fun to be around. Like if you're upset before practice and in a bad mood, you get to practice and you come out with a smile on your face and your mood's completely changed. The environment that we have at those practices are always.
Yeah. You have some real characters on that team. Like some of the Lakeville boys and the Prior Lake boys and some of the Lakeville girls. You've got a nice mix of unique personalities. Let's just call it. And the people I'm talking about know who I'm talking about. So after your final year of swimming high school and Storm, you're off to Wisconsin, where your sister swims, like we already mentioned. Why'd you pick Wisconsin? Because you miss your sister more than anything?
That is one of the biggest reasons. My sister is my best friend. It's been a dream of mine to swim with her in college. And not only was Wisconsin such a good school, I fell in love with it instantly when I went on that visit. But the coaches, they were just amazing. And I really bonded with them as well, I feel like. And I feel like they could help me really succeed. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity that they gave me. I love their campus. Their facilities was amazing. And their team, just culture and environment that I saw when I was there was like, it just felt like home. It felt like everybody was like living the dream at that team. So
that's really cool. So lucky well, good luck when you get there. You'll have some familiar faces around you besides your sister. I know we've talked to some of the Gopher folks are like, when are you going to talk to Gopher kids? Yep. And I'm like, we'll get there. It just happens to be Wisconsin right now. And that's not on purpose. But yeah, yeah, that'd be pretty cool. What advice do you have for younger swimmers, or what could you go back and tell a younger Ariana Zellin some good advice? What would it be?
I'd say the biggest thing is always to stay positive. I know a lot of people get caught up in like the pressure and just the, if you're not dropping, if you're not getting the results you want to, I think a lot of people put, a lot of kids put that pressure on them, and it kind of just, it kind of tends to like drag you down. And I think just the biggest thing is just staying positive and having fun and surrounding yourself with the people that like make it fun.
Yeah, it does help a lot. The biggest thing. You guys can all be miserable at practice together. For some reason, that makes it fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works out, but it always has. That's for sure. Yeah. What's the ultimate Ariana Zellin walk up song? Yeah. Big Meat, Center Lane. What are you coming out to? All right, lay it on me.
Okay, so this is a funny story, actually.
Yes,
I would pick Jump Around by House of Pain. And I think ever since I committed to Wisconsin, and I used it before one of my races, and it was an amazing race. Like, I was like, it went really well. I dropped time and I was like, all right, this is my,
it would be top five for me all time. Ultimate easily time. People need to get House of Pain in there, because it's, you can swim to that.
Yep.
Awesome. Final question. Yep. Who else should we have on the podcast? Yeah. Who do you think would be a great guest for us to have? Swimmer, coach, fan, superstar. Who do you want?
I would say either Gage Boucher or Ethan Cosine. They're really good friends of mine, and I think they've both had an amazing year over the past.
That whole group of boys is a lot of fun. I think it was Ethan LeBounty had a beautiful Star Wars podium picture that I honestly shared with so many people because I thought it was about the funniest nerd thing in the world, and it was awesome.
They came up there with like the little rollers out of their backpacks, and I'm like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, there are lightsabers. And I was like,
it was outstanding.
Like, it was hilarious.
I even shared that with Kyle Sockwell because I thought he would appreciate it, and he certainly did. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for all your time today and coming inside to talk to us for a little bit on such a gorgeous day. We appreciate it, and good luck this summer. We hope you make those trials cuts, because we'd like to be watching you on the big screen in Indy.
Thank you. Yeah, well, pleasure's thank you ours. For having thank me. You. I really appreciate it. Thank you.